Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, there you go. This is Teeing It Up presents the Sunday Sprint for week 7 of the National Football League season. This is Teeing It Up presents the Sunday Sprint alongside Luke Morrow. I'm Jeremy Schilling. Hello, Luke.
Good morning.
Will I be a happy person leaving MetLife Stadium, or should I be pessimistic?
Well, Joe Flacco's not 100%, so we'll see what he brings to the table, since he's going to start anyways. I guess it comes down to who's better off today, a less than 100% Joe Flacco or Geno Smith making the start.
Yeah, nothing with Geno makes me optimistic. Have you been watching the London game? What's the quality of this London game?
I turned it on with about 12 seconds left in the first half, so I've only seen about 6 to 7 minutes of game action, and from what I have gleaned, it looks like the quality is still not very good.
That's a problem. Thursday night and London games, two problem spots for the NFL.
Yeah, I don't like London games. I like Thursday nights as a fan just because it's another night of football, but I don't really understand it for the league. Well, I understand it for the league, but not so much for the players and everything. And you're right, they're ugly games because there's so much to ask for, especially for guys to get ready on a Thursday after playing on a Sunday, and then even to go to London. I know the Rams went right after their game last week. The Giants didn't go till Thursday. It can be a quick turnaround, and athletes are so much about rhythm and routine, and it really just throws you off.
And actually, we should have seen this coming because this game was billed as a special edition of Thursday Night Football, so it just makes natural sense.
There you go. It's a double whammy.
Jets-Ravens, look, 1-5. I forget what the Ravens' record is offhand, but it's not pretty. They've had some trouble spots, especially lately. As you said, Flacco's banged up. This game, for me, is about the running game. The Jets have to establish a running game. If they don't establish a running game, this could be a very long day for everybody involved. The Ravens don't have Terrell Suggs, obviously, for a while. This is a team that should be better than it is. It's had some rough weeks. And for my money, I believe that the Jets will win a very ugly game, like 9-6 or something. I don't have much faith in a quality football game.
Do you agree with the decision to start Geno Smith?
Something had to change, and Bryce Petty isn't ready yet from his shoulder, and Christian Hackenberg is apparently woefully unprepared to be an NFL quarterback. So with that combination, who are you left with? You're left with Fitz, who throws 10,000 interceptions, or Geno, who's hot or cold? I don't know.
So with that said,
my dad claims this will be Geno 2.0, but I have no faith that this will be Geno 2.0.
I still don't think that update's good enough. I think you got to wait till like 9.0.
I don't think it's a good software update either.
So with that said, with waiting on Petty and Hackenberg, how long do you think the job is Geno's?
How long do I think Geno's leash is? I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, look, the Jets are 1-5, 10-6. Didn't make the playoffs last year. So if this is the game to absolutely save their season and try to run the table, which is highly woefully unlikely to me, maybe Geno is a long leash. Maybe we see Geno for 3 weeks and then Petty for 3 weeks and Hackenberg for 4 weeks. I have no idea. I mean, that would be a tank, as my dad just said. Who knows?
I think I may be crazy, but I mean, the Jets have 4 winnable games coming up here, and it starts today with the Ravens.
They do. They could be 5-5 heading into the bye, which is berserk.
Yeah.
But I have no faith that they can actually do this.
Yeah, because it's going to come
Terrell
down
Pryor's
to.
I mean, Terrell Pryor is the hottest thing in football.
That's true. Maybe you could trade for Pryor. He could be your quarterback.
Who would we trade? Who would the Browns want? The Browns are woeful. They're not going anywhere, too. We're going to be competing for the first pick in the draft.
Yeah. The Jets may be the Browns' only victory this year.
That is true. That would be sad if the Jets Browns' only victory. That would be really sad.
Yeah, you never want to be.
The way the Vikings have been playing, and this is a potential NFC Championship playoff preview between the Vikings and the Eagles.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see Carson Wentz and this Eagles team. It's funny because they were phenomenal the first three games. I mean, they beat the Steelers by 30, and anytime you beat Ben Roethlisberger by 30, I mean, you're doing something right. And then they had the early bye week, and maybe they didn't quite get into a full rhythm before the bye week, and maybe the week off threw them off because they've been like a completely different team the last 2 weeks, and they've looked pretty poor, especially against Washington last week. So now they need to bounce back. They're at home. I'm looking forward to actually watching a full game for Carson Wentz because from all I've heard and seen, he's been phenomenal to start his career. But my concern for the rookie is that the Vikings are coming off a bye. So Mike Zimmer had 2 weeks to prepare for Wentz, who has more game film now for the head coach to look at. He's slowed down these last couple of weeks as coaches game plan for him specifically. So I'm curious to see how he responds today against, at the moment, what is ranked as the number one defense in the league.
Are you concerned that the Vikings may have partied too much in Cabo San Lucas over the bye and will be a completely different team coming off the bye?
You know, I don't think Zimmer team would allow that to happen. They lost coming off the bye 2 years ago, his first year as a head coach. They didn't play well. He said he learned a lot of things on how to handle the bye. They ended up winning last year, beating the Chiefs, being the last team to beat the Chiefs in the regular season following the bye. So I think he's altered his plan, and they'll come out ready to play. With that said, this is going to be a tough game going into Philly, and the Vikings need to make sure they keep Sam Bradford upright, slow down Wentz. It's going to be a tough game to win on the road, and it should be a good game.
No Vikings ended up in any issues with cops, right? Because that's always a concern on the bye. You know, you have this great momentum. You go out and party, and then you end up on the police blotter. Everybody okay?
They did have a practice squad offensive lineman get arrested for, I think it was a DUI, on the first off day they had, and they cut him.
That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah. So that was the one.
Anyway.
We have led the league in arrests in the last 15 years, but that was the first arrest in like almost 2 years. So they've been getting better.
Led the league in arrests in the last 15 years. That's not a stat anybody wants.
Typical Vikings.
It's not a stat.
4:30, Steelers without the aforementioned Big Ben. Take on the Patriots trying to give Brady his first loss.
You know, this is a really interesting game because the Steelers have been very inconsistent. I mean, they look great against the Jets. They've looked horrible against Philly. Now they have Landry Jones. They didn't look very good after Ben got hurt last week and Landry came in. And meanwhile, the Patriots have had some slow starts, but Tom has been Tom. And the Patriots have been the Patriots. I see this game as either being really, really close or a huge Patriot win.
Yeah, and it's a shame that Big Ben got hurt when he did, obviously, because they never wish, you know, injuries. But it would have been an excellent game for Roethlisberger at home against the Patriots. And
yeah.
I even liked the Steelers prior to the injury. Now without Roethlisberger, I mean, the Patriots are favored by 7.5, and that may still be too low. I think the Patriots are going to kill them. I don't like what I've seen from Landry last year, this year. Antonio Brown has done nothing in the games without Roethlisberger. It's much easier to key on Le'Veon Bell in the backfield. And, of course, it's Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. So I'm sure Belichick will have a couple of tricks up his sleeve against the young quarterback, and I think it's a Patriot route, unfortunately.
Vikings-Patriots Super Bowl? Yes, no, maybe?
Maybe. We'll see. Sunday Night Football, we got the Seahawks and the Cardinals with a banged-up Carson Palmer in Arizona. Seahawks 4-1. Arizona trying to get over 500.
I saw this team last week, and they made the Jets look like a high school team. Now, it did help that the Jet quarterbacks like to throw to the wrong team. So, look, I don't know what to think, and the Seahawks have been inconsistent too. This is a very interesting – if football – had a divisional tournament, this would be a very intriguing game. I don't know, though, as a standalone game, it was a non-best-of-five type deal. excuse me, what this type of game will be, but I can tell you this. David Johnson, the running back for the Cardinals, is an MVP candidate if he keeps this up. That dude, my dad and I had no clue who the heck this person was, and he absolutely lit the Jets up for 3 touchdowns. So, I mean, that dude has power and everything you need to be a running back. I just have no idea if it's a fluke or not.
Yeah, well, they're going to need him because Palmer's been banged up, and when he's been in there, he hasn't played very well. The offense needs to catch up to the defense. The defense, surprisingly, has been one of the best in the league over the last few weeks. They got off to a slow start, but they're up there towards the top of the league in sacks and turnovers forced, even in yards allowed. I don't think they've allowed 300 yards in a game since week two, something like that. They're at home, Sunday Night Football, so this defense can slow down Russell Wilson. They do a good job getting after the quarterback. Seahawks offensive line is pretty bad this year, one of the worst in the league, in fact. So they can get after Wilson, and then whether it's Palmer or Stanton there at quarterback, and Bruce Arians needs to right the ship here offensively and make enough plays to pull out a win. I do like the Cardinals at home.
Just hand the ball off to Mr. Johnson. Just do it over and over and over and over and over and over again. They'll be fine. Finally, Luke, we used to have great bowls in the NFL. Manning Brady, the Manning Bowl. Now we have the first Brock Osweiler Bowl. That, to me, has no pop to it, no pizzazz. I'm not excited for Monday Night Football. Are you?
No, not very much. I wasn't excited for Sunday Night Football, though, last week, and the Texans ended up making it an interesting finish. But, you know, it's being billed as the Osweiler revenge game, when really I think it should be the Gary Kubiak revenge game against the Texans after they let him go. You know, the Texans didn't look good last week. They looked pretty awful, in fact, until the final 5 minutes when they pulled off that miraculous comeback against the Colts. Don't think they'll be able to do that in Denver against a much better Denver defense. Could be a long night for Osweiler and the Texans, who have looked dreadful on the road this year.
And, yeah, and they're obviously without J.J. Watt and all this other stuff. I think that Denver's a sneaky good team. I've never been a fan of Houston this year. Brock hasn't played like Brock. Would you rather play at this country club that my dad and I just passed or watch some of these NFL matchups today? Because, you know, Luke, you're not somebody who plays golf. Would you rather have an awful day of golf or watch some of these atrocious 1 p.m. games on CBS?
I would absolutely rather watch football.
You'd rather watch atrocious football than play golf. I think that says something. Luke Morrow. Luke, we have to move towards the end of our radio program. What is your game of the day? I have a feeling it involves the Vikings.
No, I'm not going to go that way. You know, it's tough.
Okay.
It's tough to pick a game of the day. I'm just going to go Seahawks, Cardinals, Sunday Night Football. I don't know.
Well, I believe the game of the day is your game, and I believe that this could be a future playoff matchup, and I believe that the Vikings, right now, if they keep this up, will be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl.
Don't try to jinx them.
That's how much you've swayed me on this. What's your sleeper game?
Saints-Chiefs.
Saints-Chiefs. That's a good sleeper game. Washington-Detroit or the Saints-Chiefs. I think both those games could be intriguing. What's your game to watch golf during?
It's the same as my lock pick. I got my lock pick wrong last week. We're going to try to return the win column this week. The Bengals at home against the winless Browns.
Can I say the game I'm attending? Is that rude? Is my dad going to let me off on the side of the road if I say that game? I really think that this Jet game could be atrocious. I really do. What's your Survivor lock game of the day?
The Bengals against those Browns.
I agree with that selection. I also think that the 49ers, as weird as they are, will beat the Bucks. I don't think the Bucks are very good. And finally, a player to watch today. And for me, it may be the guy who gives the extra footballs to warm up quarterbacks, because the Jets may need some extra arms. How about you, Mr. Morrow?
I'm going to go similar. I'll say Geno Smith and his return against the Ravens at home. Let's see what you got, Geno.
We shall see. Luke, thank you, sir. We'll see you next Sunday.
Look forward to it.
Enjoy your football Sunday, everybody. Goodbye.